What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
Let's see, it says the personal records of Adelia Goodwin. No way!
Emma found a journal written by Adelia Goodwin, the once famous, now missing conservationist.
I mean, I can't just sit here and do nothing. What if I went to find Adelia?
Emma is on a quest to find the journal's missing pages and Adelia herself. But after taking off in her trusty airplane, she's shocked that she may have a stowaway on board.
Earth Rangers headquarters, please come in. Oh, we're out of range. Huh? What was that? Guys! I don't think I'm alone on this plane. Hello? Who's there? Are you a ghost? Wait, a ghost on a plane? That doesn't sound right. Do I have a stowaway on board? I think I better go investigate this. Okay. We're on autopilot. Time to check who's back there. Bessie, I trust you. I'll be right back. Just stay the course. Hello? Anyone or anything here? Present yourself. Okay. Not funny. Why does that sound so familiar? I think it's coming from over here. Oh! Sonic! Sonic, what are you doing here? Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. Hey, buddy. Are you happy to see me too? Aw. Listeners, no need to worry. Sonic is a special friend of mine. He's a barn owl, and he apparently likes secretly hanging out on my plane. But now what? Should I turn back? I'm already approaching the Atlantic coast. Looks like we have plenty of food for Sonic on board, and he certainly loves flying. It's kind of his thing. What do you think, Sonic? Are you up for an adventure? All right, well, that settles it. Hop on your perch, my friend. It's full steam ahead from here.
Rangers!
And touchdown! The eagle has landed. Or should I say the owl and the ranger have landed. Time to hop out and stretch our legs. Ugh, my bum is totally numb. Oh, I can smell the jungle. We are certainly not in Canada anymore. Now, if I navigated correctly, we should be in a small town called Deniyaya. And I'm gonna walk from here to the Siniraja Forest, the place Adelia last worked. I'm just gonna grab my backpack, the journal, need that, and some water. Oh, are you coming, or did you just wanna hang out here with Bessie? That sounds like an adventurous hoot to me. Guess you're coming along. Let's go. I hope we meet some interesting animals along the way. So green and lush here. You should have seen this place from the air. I had an amazing view when I came in from my descent over the Bay of Bengal. Sri Lanka is an emerald green island that is stunningly beautiful. No wonder it's called the Pearl of the Indian Ocean. Beautiful, but very hot. Very hot. This is gonna be a serious hike. Oh, actually,
actually, I have an idea. How about to pass time while we walk, we do a top 5 countdown of cool animals from Sri Lanka. What do you think? Okay, number 5. Sorry, had to jump over a log. Let's start again. Number 5. Now, if you own a cat, you already know they don't love bath time. In fact, most cats don't like the water at all. But the fishing cat is totally different. Fishing cats have no problem swimming long distances in swamps and wetlands. To make swimming easier, their front paws are slightly webbed. While they do fish some food out of the water, they also eat birds and small mammals. There's still a lot to learn about these fantastic felines, because they're nocturnal and really elusive. They're definitely not the easiest kitties to study. Number 4. Sloth bear. Is it a sloth? Or is it a bear? It's a sloth bear. A sloth bear is officially a type of bear, and it lives in the forests of South Asia. Sloth bears are shaggy, solitary animals that can grow to be nearly 2 meters long. Even though they're large animals, I mean, they can weigh up to 140 kilograms, these bears mostly fill their bellies with insects. They especially love termites and ants. And what about sloth bear mamas? They're great parents. Mama sloth bears carry their cubs on their back for 7 to 9 months. Talk about dedication. Number 3. Sorry, had to duck a branch. Number 3. Sri Lankan flying snake, also called the Indian flying snake, doesn't actually have wings. Although that would be kind of cool. And in some ways, completely terrifying. Let's not think about that. I guess a more fitting name for the snake would be a gliding snake, as it can only really glide downwards from a tree and it can't fly up. How does the snake do this? By climbing up a tree, pushing off, and flattening its body so it's twice as wide as usual. This makes a sort of fake wing, which allows the snake to glide between trees. The Sri Lankan flying snake is just one member of the flying snake family. Number 2. Purple-faced langur. This primate is also known as the purple-faced leaf monkey, and it used to be pretty common in Sri Lanka's forests, but sadly, its population numbers have been dropping due to loss of habitat. A forest home is really important for these little primates because they're folivorous. That means they like to eat the leaves of trees. When I get to Sinaraja Reserve, I am going to keep my ears open for the purple-faced langur, because when these guys need to communicate with each other, they use loud vocalizations. Each bark or whoop means something specific, and these langurs are loud. Number 1. Slender lorises. Slender lorises have big, beautiful eyes like Sonic's. Know why? Because, like owls, they're nocturnal. But they're not birds like owls. They're primates like me. There are two types of slender loris in India and Sri Lanka, the gray slender loris and the red slender loris, which is only found in Sri Lanka. Slender lorises spend most of their days up in the treetops napping, and they spend their nights nibbling on insects and the occasional bird egg or lizard. And we're not likely to see one today, because these cuties are little. They're only about 26 centimeters long. I think we're almost there. Okay. I think we just have to come around this bend and we should... Oh, right, Earth Rangers. I think I'm really, truly here. Sinaraja Forest Reserve. And I have just one word to say. Triple, quadruple, quintuple, wow. This place is gorgeous. And big, close to 90 kilometers squared, or 8,864 hectares, in case you were curious. Luckily, I found a map in Adelia's journal. I'm gonna see if I can make my way to the last place she worked. I don't know if we'll find anything there, but I think it's worth a try. Wait, do you guys hear that? There must be a waterfall in this direction. Come on, let's investigate. I knew it! There's the waterfall, Earth Rangers! Well, a waterfall at least. According to her journal, Adelia was working near a waterfall. Now, I know there are several waterfalls in this reserve, so I guess we'll just have to find the right one. Here, listen to this.
Cineraja, day 45. I love the sounds of the rainforest. Right now, I'm stationed near a beautiful waterfall. I can hear the water rushing, birds chirping, and the sounds of life all around me. The only thing I could do without is the constant threat of leeches.
Leeches? That's something to watch out for. Thankfully, I have hiking boots on, and I will definitely not be taking them off. Ugh.
Everyone has their own idea of paradise. Some people love bustling cities. Some people love the peaceful countryside. Me, I love the rainforest. The humid air, the vibrant, lush green plants, the animals all around you, even if you can't see them. It's important to visit places you love often, and this is truly a place I adore. Sometimes I take a break from my work and just sit back and soak it all in.
Earth Rangers, that sounds like a great idea to me. I think I'm just gonna sit by this waterfall and enjoy the rainforest for a few minutes. It's been quite a trip. I have a feeling I still have a ways to go. This looks like a comfy place to have a little rest. Well, that feels nice. To finally be off my feet, Earth Rangers. Oh, it's so beautiful here. I love the way the light comes through the trees. Odd about those trees over there. Hey, Sonic, do you see that? Yeah, I know. There is definitely movement there. I can't see what it is. Whoa, looks like something is gliding down from the branches across the water and towards this clearing. It's gray and black, and it's slithering and undulating in the air. Oh, wait, I know what that is. That's a snake! And it's flying right at us!
Emma's quest is off to a rocky start. Will Sonic swoop in and save the day? How will Emma's adventure continue? Tune in next time to find out.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.